What's up? This is Keith.
Hey, this is Ari.
Hey, y'all. This is Kim. And this Relationship X Religion podcast.
All right, y'all. So for this week, to get us started, I think we should do One Has to Go. This one will be related to fast food. So the four choices are White Castle, Crystals, Cookout, or Checkers.
All right, I'll take this one first. Basically, I'm from up north, from the bricks. So I will go with Crystals Has to Go, because Crystals is a fake imitation of White Castle, and I cannot have that. So Crystals Has to Go. It won't outweigh any of the other ones.
Yeah, I agree. I've only had Crystals once, and that was when I was in New Orleans for school. And I said the same thing. I said, oh, this will make sure White Castle. This is blasphemy.
Right.
Yeah, I've never had Crystals. But the way people... So I saw this thing on Instagram. This girl, she posted it. She was like, yeah, I went to Crystals, and it was plastic in my milkshake.
Yeah, see?
So, yeah.
That's why.
With that, I was... I'll never try Crystals.
But wait, is this the first one that we 100% agree upon?
I think so.
As far as the One Has to Go?
Yeah. This one has to.
This is the first.
That is nothing good. Sorry for people that love Crystals.
Right.
Right. Y'all might want to try Cookout.
Right.
Right.
Once you taste the good, you will never go back.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
All right, so since we've gotten a glimpse, we're going to dig a little deeper into Marquise, into who he is and things like that. So, Marquise, what is your story?
Okay, my story. So, I was born in Newark, New Jersey, the Brick City, as most call it. I was raised by a single mother and another sibling, my sister. We kind of moved back and forth on my life from Virginia to Jersey. So I got a mix of both. The welcoming of the South and then the attitude of the North. So, right. But yeah, I'm a chill, laid back type of person.
Right. Were there any challenges growing up?
Yeah, definitely some challenges. Being with a single mother, it was just a lot going on. Like you move around a lot. I mean, not all of them do, but you move around a lot, and it's just, without a father figure, you don't have just a male presence for you. So you kind of grow up around women, and
yeah.
You look, when you're a child and when you're a boy, you kind of look for that masculinity. But it was definitely a challenge for us and me. Just being around spirituality was kind of hard, because at the time, my family was, well, most of my family is Jehovah's Witness, and I grew up in that, and it was different. Well, at the time, I didn't know it was different, because that's what I was in. So it was more of a you're being taught, and you learn, and everybody's on one accord, and you all read from one book, and all of those type of things. So I didn't really know any different, but now I kind of see the difference in those. But we were back and forth in it, because like I said, we moved a lot, so it was hard to stay fully in it.
So when did you, or when were you introduced to the church, like to a Christian church?
I was introduced to a Christian church by my stepfather. My mother married probably around, I believe I was like 11, maybe. He was in the church. Like, he was a churchgoer. That's all he did all his life. And he tried to actually do the Jehovah's Witness thing, and it ain't worked for him. But, like, we went to church in a town, small town, before we went to his hometown. And it was different. It was a lot different for me. It was a lot of hooping and hollering type things, and all sorts of stuff. But when we did go to the, I will say, when I was introduced to it, it was kind of a welcoming thing, because when we moved to the small town, I went to the church, and I seen it was a bunch of kids that I could get to know before I actually went to the school. But yeah, that's when I was introduced to the church.
Okay. So, like, when you were introduced, like, was that, did you get saved when you were introduced to the church?
Nah. I mean, I got saved later on. I mean, it was probably like a couple years, like 2 years later. So starting, it was like I was like 11. So then around 12 or 13, I ended up going. Like, we went and they had like, I guess they do a call. Mm-hmm. To be like, hey, are you ready to be saved?
Open the door, oh, yeah. Yeah. Raise your hands.
And so.
Receive.
Yeah, so I don't. I don't think. I don't know if I was like paying attention or. I don't know. It was, I don't want to say I was distracted.
Hey.
But, like, I seen some kids walking up. So I'm like, oh, they must have called the kids up. So I'm like, all right, word. And because I was in the church. Like, I was in the church.
Got saved by accident.
Yeah, so because I was on like the praise team, the children's choir, the step team and stuff, and so I was like, oh, maybe they called us up there, and so I'm using somebody else's salvation and going up there, like, oh yeah, so they was like, are you ready to receive? I'm like, huh? And I'm like, you can't back down. You in front of this whole church. So it's like,
I'm not ready. Yeah, I'm sit down in my seat.
I just can't turn around and walk away. So I'm like, yeah, we're going to do this. This is what we're going to do. So, so I got saved then.
By accident.
By accident. So I will say I didn't know why I was doing it. So,
gotcha.
And yeah, as a kid, you just don't know why.
So
you don't have
a full understanding.
Well, I didn't understand. Yeah. Some kids that they grew up there, they might have knew. They walked up there. I didn't. I walked up afterwards. But they probably knew why they were being saved.
Gotcha. That's funny. So when did you, or what happened when you did finally like find Christ for yourself?
Okay, so it took some years after that because I definitely stepped away from the church. I'm going to say that. So some years later, I found my wife, when probably I was about 21, maybe I say 21, but, and she was a churchgoer. So it was a big thing to her that I needed to be in church. And I was like, nah, cause I just ain't like church. Cause I seen everything that went into it. Like, well, I didn't see everything that went into it, but everything that was on the surface, like preachers taking money and molestation in the church, and it was just all sorts of things that I was like, yo, I don't want to be a part of that. And it just felt like people point the fingers, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, nah, I'm good. And like I used to always explain to her, I'd be like, yo, like, ain't nothing different from a godly man and a regular man. Like, it ain't no difference. I found out later on. So, like, as we were dating and then we got married, I was like, you know what? Maybe we should, and stop shacking up, because we were shacking up, but we got married. And we decided, I had the urge to kind of go to church. Like, it was just something that hit me one day, and I was like, yo, I want to read the word. Oh, I want to know more about the word, because I was trying to get into all sorts of things. Like, I wanted to become Muslim, or like I was just trying to find everything possible to stay away from church for some reason. But I ended up being, I felt like led back to the church, and I ended up being saved around maybe 2000 and maybe I'll say like around 2016. So that's when I was like officially saved. That's when I started reading the word and understanding the word more, and I was like, you know what, I need to step into what I'm feeling.
Gotcha. So, like, when you did that, like, what were the first steps that you took toward, like, starting to develop your relationship with God?
I started reading the Bible. And that was one thing, because I hate reading, honestly. But it was, what happened was, I think I was in church service one day, and my pastor had said, all the drama you need is in this word, in this book.
It's true.
And so I was like, is drama in this book? Like,
because
growing up, you most, like, you hear the small stories.
You hear the good stories.
Yeah, right. You hear David and Goliath. You hear,
like, all the triumphant stories.
Yeah, all the good stories.
The
but
only
then,
bad you hear is Saul, who was bad, right, being turned into good.
Like,
right.
Yeah, you're like, that's the worst of Saul, the only bad. Like, I can't amount to this dude.
Right.
And
right,
so
right.
I never really knew the bad in the Bible. So, like, after he said it, I'm like, yo, there's drama in here. So then I went looking, and you seek and you find. But so I was looking, I was like, hold up. So I started reading, like, David and like David's story. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, David was a ruthless, dirty, low down. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I was like, okay, all right. So I could relate. Right, I mean, not saying that I'm low down, but I could relate because it's like,
he's not perfect.
Yeah.
And God still loved him.
Exactly. And that's what kept me away from the word, because I heard nothing but good stories. So I was like, I can't amount to these stories. So why read about something that I can't do?
Right.
And it just, I was like, yo. But when I found out David did all of this stuff, I was like, bruh. And then so I started reading on more people, like Jonah in the well. And I was like, oh, Jonah ain't want to save them people.
Right. He was running.
I was like, hold up. Like, you don't hear about that. It's like, no, you hear Jonah was eaten by the well, or the fish, the big fish, or the well, or whatever, and then spit out, and then he saved all these people. No.
After he,
right.
He sat
right.
there for a moment.
After he was like,
he told God, no, no.
Yeah.
He said no.
Yeah, like, don't save them. They don't want to be. You know what I'm saying? So, like, but that's the thing. Like, me reading that, and so I started making the Bible fun for me. You know what I'm saying? I read it and just take it and turn it into different scenarios, like hood scenarios, and explain it back to people and
that's
stuff
a good
like
way
that.
To do it.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing is, it's like one thing that I've learned is God will speak to you the way that you need to be spoken to.
Right.
For real.
And He will reveal it the way you reveal it. So we could, like, the three of us could read the same exact scripture, but we could get three different revelations, interpretations from that same scripture.
Right.
Because it's what we're dealing with in that moment.
Right.
So, yeah, that's good.
That is, man.
So, where did you start, like, when you started to develop your relationship with God? Like, you said you started reading the Bible.
Yeah.
But, like,
I started reading it. It was reading the word and then just, like, practicing it. Almost like actually trying to develop myself and change,
applying it to your life.
Yeah, applying it to my, like, changing my thought process. That's the biggest thing in this. It's changing your thought process. Like, it's changing your thoughts on the world from a worldly perspective into, like, the actual Bible. Because, like, I mean, I don't know if I said in another episode, but it was like I wanted that Bruce Lee type feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted that. I wanted to feel, like, peace. And so as I started reading the Bible and like, it's poetry in here. It's so much stuff that's, like, it's settling.
It's for everybody.
Yeah, it's settling. So, like, I started trying to practice those things and not condemn myself as much and being like, oh, man, like, I ain't make it. Like, trust me, we all fall short. But it was definitely practicing and getting around other people that like had that same drive. Because if you stand in the world and you around a bunch of people that don't really do church and stuff, like, it's gonna be hard for you to go back and forth. But when you get around people that's actually in it too, and
like-minded
and two, like, the biggest thing that got me into it too was Christian rap. I know it may I know Christian rap may seem kind of lame to people, because you'll be like, it's not. Because some people, I started with Lecrae and I was like, okay, all right, I can get a feel for it. But then I started getting to, like, the hardcore, like, Seven. Seven is fire, because he's that gang mentality. Because I did dibble and dabble into a lot of stuff like that, like drugs and gang life and being arrested and stuff like that. So don't get me wrong, like. Yeah, I'm in the church, but I got a terrible past. Yeah. So
we won't say terrible.
Well, not terrible, because I'm here today.
You have lived.
Yeah, right. I lived, and I'm in a new place now. But the Christian rap was dope, because you had, like, they were like Seven. I love him, because Seven is hood, and he does, like, ministry in hood places, and he's like, look. I'm not going unless it's, like, the gutter, like the street.
Right.
Like, I don't want no semi. I don't want no suburban. Like, I want the hood. I want everybody that don't want to listen to nobody. And that's where I want to go to give up the gospel. And he puts like Bible verses in his songs. And so I hear the Bible verse and I was like, yo, that jump went hard. And so I go read it and I'm like, okay, all right. But it was just that the Christian rap had me, and it took me away from the secular side of rap. And then like after you leave the secular, it's like, yo, you start hearing cussing in the room. It's like, oh God. Like,
but no, it do something different to you, like harsh. Yeah.
But Christian rap is dope. Like some people might not like it, but it's a different fit. It gives you, it's more of a powerful, like upbeat, like it's not depressing. You know what I'm saying? It's not talking about drugs and females all the time. So that's why the Christian rap actually helped me push me forward into God.
Right. We might have to do, Marquise, we might have to do just a separate episode on Christian rap.
Right. I'm telling you, I got people for days.
Listen.
Something for everybody.
We'll pull our playlist together. Yo, I was kidding. But so, on going off of the Christian rap, who will be somebody that you recommend, some people who are coming over, who are looking to switch over? Who would you recommend that they start listening to?
So, not too hardcore. I would say Lecrae, because most of y'all probably heard Lecrae already, because he did a song with Ty Dolla $ign, and that was Blessing. So y'all heard some of Lecrae. I mean, he doesn't call himself a Christian rapper, and I get why, because it's like
he's a rapper who's Christian,
right? He doesn't want you to just exclude him. He wants to make sure he can go over all of the genres.
Right.
But Lecrae is pretty dope and he's blunt with it. All
right.
And like for the hardcore people like that wanna jump in it and that hear a little bit of that gangster I would say God Over Money. Their whole group, which is like they got Bizzle and Seven and
Dayton in there too.
Yeah. Man, they got some heavy hitters. And they hood.
Another one I would suggest is NF.
Oh yeah, NF. NF is like, NF is my Eminem.
A godlier Eminem.
Yeah, he's like a godlier Eminem, but he gets on like that depression and stuff like that. Like he helps you. It's like that if you need something to work out to or just get some anger off, listen to NF. Yeah. NF is pretty dope.
Yeah, one of my favorites. All right, so now that we know who you are, know a little bit about your backstory, what made you want to be a part of Relationship X Religion?
I wanted to be a part of it because I felt like it's a lot of questions or it's a lot of things that people don't get to say because they either scared to say it or they don't think it's right to say it. I just want to be, that voice for people that want to ask these questions. Cause I got a lot of questions. I still got a lot of questions. I had a lot of questions. I still got them, but I want to be that voice for you. So,
what will listeners get from you from the show?
You can expect get you? The raw and uncut Marquise as much as Ari would let me be.
Sometimes I have to tell you to pull back just a little bit.
Nah, right. So,
look, some stuff might get edited out.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, y'all going to get the truth out of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. Like, when you start to hear the accent, you know I'm real passionate about what I'm talking about. But, yeah, y'all will get the real.
So, where are you now in your relationship?
My relationship now is, I would say since the pandemic and everything going on, it's been kind of shaky a little bit because I'm used to motivating people. I'm used to talking to people. I'm used to like giving a word out. And so like when you pandemicking and you stuck in the house and all of this other stuff. Yeah, pandemicking. I don't even know if that's a word.
I don't believe that is a word.
I bet you it's going to be one Urban for this Dictionary. Episode.
It probably is in the Urban Dictionary.
Look at Urban Dictionary. Pandemicking. That's what it is. But
the process of being in a pandemic.
Boom. No. You need to go ahead and write that. Go ahead and write that in the Urban Dictionary. But no, it's hard because you're not faced with it. I like being, even though I would say I kind of, I don't want to say I don't like people. I do like people, but it's just some people, like I don't like space thing. But for some reason, when it comes to God or talking about something positive, I like to be face to face with people and like see their body language and mm-hmm. their emotions and stuff like that. So it's like hard talking to people over the phone or video and trying to like talk about the word. It's like okay, I get it, but you got other distractions,
right?
And you're not like face to face. So
right.
And it's and so I if I don't have anything to pour out, like if I can't really pour into you, I don't find nothing to like read. I mean, it's bad, but it's like
you got used to that.
Yeah, like when I pour out, it's easy for me to be like, okay, yo, we talked about this, so let me go look up like or read the Bible to see mm-hmm. if I can find some other stuff on it. So it's been hard, man, because it's just hard right now for me, and I'm being transparent with you.
Yeah, I mean that's real. That's real. Like honestly, this is a tough place for believers as well as non-believers, so mm-hmm. a lot of people are questioning a lot of things, but one thing that my pastor always says that stuff can be healed and fixed until it's revealed
mm-hmm.
and now a lot of stuff is being revealed, so
amen.
Yeah, we can only continue to pray. So alright, yeah.
So all right, what advice do you have for someone who is looking to start or re-engage or develop their relationship with God?
My advice would be, first, find a Bible that you can read.
So true.
Because that's the biggest part of it. Because if you can't understand what you're reading, then you're just going to be lost. Like, mm-hmm. I read the CSB Bible. CSB is the Christian Standard Bible.
Yeah,
and it kind of breaks down to like how we talk today. Like now, King James, like I'd be like, what, huh? But I mean,
King James.
Right. So, but the CSB actually helped me understand the King James a little bit better because I kind of when I read the Bible, I'm not saying that I take the words out of it, but I can read it in my words.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I would say start with the Bible, reading for yourself. And definitely, like, getting into a church that you feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not feeling like, oh, they're looking at me, all this other. Getting to somewhere where it's comfortable, where you don't have all the distractions that you worrying about how you dress and all this other stuff. Like,
yeah.
Just when you're comfortable, you're easy to receive.
That's good.
So, a Bible in a church that you can actually feel comfortable in. So after y'all heard about me and a couple of things, and I know some stuff that I didn't really touch on. So if y'all had some questions for me, feel free to definitely reach out. And we do have our social medias, which is Facebook, Relationship X Religion, and it's all together. And the Instagram page is at Relationship X Religion. Definitely thank you for taking the time out to listen to us. And I hope you get used to the way I talk or if I ramble on, but definitely I appreciate y'all listening to the podcast.
Yes, guys, we definitely appreciate you. So in closing, we always want you to be persuaded by religion but fully convinced by relationship with God. This is Relationship X Religion Podcast.